It's straight up at 10 o'clock, and welcome to the mornings. And it's now the midday show. Mornings with Ed turns into the midday show. It's a Wednesday. It's going to be beautiful outside. Far less oppressive than it's been the last several days. You can already feel us feeling better about the weather outside. And I'm already feeling better about changes I think we're about to hear about. In to talk to us from the Art Affair, I've got Jeff Nadler and Bob Ross, newly elected. Am I using the right term?
That's correct.
Yep. Newly elected to the board, and congratulations. Bob, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Jeff, thank you for being here as well.
I appreciate being here. Thank you.
So what exactly happened? Was there an election, and you guys, how did this work out here?
There was an election.
Okay.
We were nominated, and then we won the election. I'm the president, and Jeff.
Well, I'm one of the marketing assistants, but also Bob and I work together as a team. We campaigned in tandem, and I'm going to kind of function as the kind of the jack of all trades. You know, maybe kind of like chief of staff is probably what I'll probably function as on the board. But it's great because we've actually had 70% of the board is new, so we're bringing in a lot of new energy and enthusiasm. These are all new board members who haven't served before.
Right.
They're coming up with a lot of great ideas, so we're really excited.
There's nothing better than fresh blood.
Old fresh blood. Fresh blood. We've been around a while then, Art Affair, and that's good. So we have a feeling of what Art Affair is all about.
Right.
And then we also have a fairly good idea of what a lot of the young artists want to change.
Right.
So we're going to, I think we can find a good middle ground here, and we can keep Art Affair going and make some significant changes this year.
So, in fact, our philosophy in terms of when we ran for the board was that we wanted to look at innovation, told the artists that nothing was off the table. We wanted to have fresh ideas, innovation, and the artists are really enthused. We had artists come up to us and tell us that for the first time in years, they're really excited about looking at changes, and we've already have over 100 ideas artists have submitted to us that they'd love to see us implement. So we have a lot on our plate.
So has that not been the case the last several years? Were artists not being heard, or their ideas not being?
I would kind of place it as it's pretty much operated the same way for the last 10 years, and just like sports teams, eventually a good coach, the message stops being heard after a while.
Right.
And so they hire a new coach. And we see it the same way. The previous board, has done a great job with Art Affair through the years. But it's time for some new ideas, new innovation, and that's what we're bringing to the table.
Right.
And one of the things we're going to start with is trying to get a new presentation when you walk into Art Affair, have it look different. We're redesigning the grounds a little bit. It's still a work in progress.
Right.
We've gotten the first couple of designs done, but we're going to redesign the grounds, make them more open. You can see the sky. You'll be able to.
Right.
You'll have a more open feeling. You won't feel claustrophobic. Hopefully, it'll also bring more air flow through.
Right.
And I think in general, if we can get this design to work the way we think we can, I think in general it'll make it a much more pleasant visit. As it is, people come in and they go, oh my God, this is the greatest art I've seen in years anywhere. And that's nice.
Right.
And now if we can give them a pleasant environment, a more pleasant environment.
It's funny you mentioned that you want to make it seem more open. And then my thought, and these are just things you think to yourself, and you never, you do enjoy the art. So you kind of overlook the fact that, a little more open would be nice.
Yeah.
Are these personal notes you've made to yourselves over the last couple of years that you thought,
We've been talking about it for a number of years of, as two people in business, you always look at how can you improve things. We've been, talking about this for a long time, and now we're formalizing all of our notes and capturing the ideas, and we'll start setting priorities, and that'll become the marching orders for the new board in terms of what our priorities are. And besides changing the look coming in, we also want to make the experience better for the artists too. One of the things we're going to add was free Wi-Fi for everybody. We haven't had in the past. And then we're planning to do a whole bunch of events that will make us a destination rather than a stopping off point between Festival of the Arts and Sawdust.
Right.
And one of the things I have to say is that we got lucky. We got a really great board around us.
Right.
We got a number of wonderful, intelligent, hardworking people around us. So this is an opportunity we don't want to waste.
Right.
We don't want to squander this. You got these type of people. The old board was great. They did a lot of things with, you know, with what they had. But the new board comes in with a new series of ideas, and they are enthusiastic. They're smart.
Right.
They're aggressive. This is great. This is, gives us a chance to start something new.
So when you mentioned free Wi-Fi, the first thing that popped into my head was, yes, now the artists will be able to be on their own Instagrams and their own Facebook pages selling the art affair. And so each individual artist, and not just art affair's responsibility to do it, but every individual artist will have that opportunity.
Well, definitely.
All right.
We push that, that this is a cooperative.
Right.
And everybody has that responsibility to sell Art Affair.
Right.
It's an easy sell. Once we get somebody in there, they come back. Yeah. Virtually everybody that comes in there, we hear the same thing. Oh, I'll be back. This is amazing.
Right.
You know, so we just got to get more people in initially. And once we do that, we've got it made. So I want to make it, we want to make it a more pleasant experience walking in. As Jeff said, we want to make it a more pleasant experience for the customer, for the artist, for everybody. And, you know, we're entering a new age right now. We've got to kind of adapt to the new age.
Right. It's not by mistake that we've been, you know, voted the best arts festival for several years.
Right.
And now we want to make that experience, we want to make it the most popular too, so that people look at Art Affair as a destination to come to. And that'll be the events. We're going to be, we have a new events board member who is going to be bringing new type of music in. Maybe Bob will want to talk a little bit about on the music.
Tell us about it,
Well, we've got an event. We had a great event coordinator before. She did a terrific job, and I've always be grateful for what she did. But we brought in a new guy who's a musician, and we're going to feature different types of music now. We want to bring the music slightly more into the modern age.
Right. Kind of raise the bar a little bit.
Raise the bar a little bit.
Right.
And we're gonna be looking for some really good bands that have a good following.
Right.
And so we can have some fun nights at Art Affair.
Right.
And that's our goal right now.
We're also going to bring back the dance floor that we have.
So
again, to make it a more, again, enjoyable experience for the visitors.
Right. Why'd they take the dance floor? Why was that? Why, all of a sudden, one year, the dance floor is gone.
It was just one of those decisions that happened.
Okay.
And,
it's the reason we are now hitting the board. Yeah.
Right. And we're going to get the dance floor back. The dance floor is so much fun.
Right.
And it looks like there's going to be a good chance that we'll have a couple of professional dancers coming in and teaching dances over there.
Excellent.
Which was, we did that 10 years ago, about 10 years ago, and we had a blast.
Right.
It was so much fun. There was so many people that came in that enjoyed. They would walk around, enjoy Art Affair, then come up to the front and take a dance lesson.
Right.
And it was great. We had great music. We had great teachers. We're looking to do that again now, and I think we're going to have a fun time doing it. We have one of our board members loves to dance, and she's got contacts with professional dancers.
Excellent.
And so dancer teachers.
Yeah. You're chasing my heart there. You know, when my parents first came to this country in the early 60s from Argentina, they taught tango in the Bronx, and nobody was teaching tango, so they did really well teaching tango.
And now, can you teach tango, too? They teach you? We're going to hire you to teach tango.
I learned to tango, but I've somehow I lost it over the years, man. I really did.
In the Bronx?
Yeah, really. Yeah. So
I grew up in the
You
Bronx,
and I have talked about this before.
And
yeah.
I love dance and tango and rumba.
I
learned all that in the Bronx.
This would have been 19. Yeah, may have been them, actually. Yeah, this is about 1959, 1960. Yeah, right around then. So as you make changes, are you finding that you're now looking at maybe staying within budgets, because it does take money. So is it something you just can't throw money at? But
we're going to have to stay within budgets,
right.
and you know, just we're talking a lot of ideas. We're already exploring things, but the new board doesn't begin to operate until October.
Okay,
so we're still in a big transition.
Right.
So we haven't even delved into the budgets yet. All that will be coming here over the next few months.
Right.
One of the things we're looking to do is get sponsors.
Okay.
And looks like we have one sponsor coming aboard, and we're looking to get additional sponsors, and that will help us in budget considerations.
Right.
But again, we can't really do anything till October.
Right.
And so we're kind of sitting on our hands, all anxious, kind of like a little kid hopping up and down in my chair.
Right.
You know, it's just like, I'm ready to go, but we can't go yet.
Oh, yes.
But we're going to be ready to hit the ground running. That's okay. Why we're doing a lot of preparation and, yeah. You know, a lot of, you know, a lot of planning at this point, too. And, you know, and the thing that is one of the keys to our success is we can't do it alone, Bob or I, or even with just the rest of the board. It requires the support of all the artists. And so far, the enthusiasm that they've shown us in terms of the excitement of bringing in new ideas, volunteering, offering to say, hey, I'll help any way I can. Yeah, and that's why we're excited, because it seems like all of the artists are behind us in terms of what we're trying to accomplish.
Right. And some of the newer artists that you had there this year, maybe first-time artists, or are they're also into the mix? They're also excited about lending ideas?
Yeah, they're fantastic. And actually, a number of them were among our most successful artists this summer. So having new artists coming in with new ideas, that's been really great.
Right. I think I mentioned this the last time you guys were here, that one of the newer artists, Heather Reichard, created our Silver Tongue Award that we awarded for Best yes. Takeover Show. Magnificent award.
And she actually got voted by all of the artists as the best artist of the, or best booth of the
best booth of
Art Affair this year.
Very, very cool. Yeah.
Very innovative, really nice.
Yeah, she's very creative. And a super talent. So, yeah, we enjoy her making our Silver Tongue each and every year.
Top of all that, she's a really nice person.
Yes, yes. So, yeah. as I walk past or toward the Art Affair, there's the booth in front, and there's generally someone, hey, come on in and enjoy it. Are you planning along that sidewalk between the booth to the front door, are you planning any maybe displays of art? Can the public see it from the street?
We have started to do, where the kiosk is, what you're talking about, we've started to do demonstrations out front.
Okay.
And we're going to continue to do that.
On the weekends.
All right.
And we put some nice signage up there so people can see it.
Right.
We're going to put some nice signage up there so people can see it. But the displays seem to draw people in. They really like it.
Right.
We'll have artists creating their work right out front. But we're going to put out some small tents, and they'll work right out front.
Right.
And that brings people in. And then we have a display on Saturday and Sunday out front of Art Affair, displaying all the artists' work. Right out there, we have a tent that Jeff takes care of putting up,
right. And
we display the artist's work, and that's been a terrific draw. We started at the end of the last season, and I was sorry we didn't start it from the very beginning.
We started at the end of July, halfway through,
right.
And it was just artists could volunteer to bring out a piece of their work. We hung it inside the pop-up tent. People would come by and go, tell them this is what the art is inside. It was a great draw for bringing people in who had never even not been in before. Someone had not even heard of Art Affair before, walking by, which is mind-blowing, but that's what we're dealing with.
Any plans to change the look of the outside at all?
Well, we're really rather limited on that because they hold weddings over there, and they have to. It has to be a dual-purpose venue.
Right.
But we can, during the summertime, during our show, we will put banners out front, and we will try to change the look somewhat. Right. With the banners,
right,
and get people in, but it has to be something that can come off, so that after our show's over, they can go back to holding the weddings,
right,
over there. So it's we are a little bit limited. I wish we could put up big glowing signs that stay there forever. But the other thing we're looking to do this year, which should be interesting, is we want to get the restaurant that we've had there for years back in operation. We just started working towards that just a couple days ago. One Monday, actually.
Okay.
I started working on that, bringing the restaurant and the bar back.
Okay.
You know, the best margaritas
in
Orange
County. Right.
You know, bring that back and bring a restaurant back there so that our visitors will have a place to go.
Right.
And we didn't have that for the last couple of years, and we're looking to get that back now.
Right.
And it looks like there's a good chance that that'll be functioning.
We'll keep our fingers crossed for that, for sure. And when do you select the artists that are going to take part in next summer's?
That happens in February.
Okay.
So, yeah, so we'll go through process of jury, you know, selecting new jury members, and then they will go through the process.
Okay, and those are artists themselves that do that?
The artists who are in Art Affair,
right?
That we use, and they've been very good. We've had the shows that they've been bringing in, the artists they've been selecting to come in have been fabulous. Right. As Jeff said just a little while ago, they were some of our top sellers this year, right. New artists. I mean, it's been amazing, great work. And we're very, very happy with it. And yep. we want to keep that going by having the jurors, you know, pick some good artists.
Right. I had a number of people who have been fans of Art Affair for years and have been there year after year after year tell me that they thought that this year was overall the highest in terms of the quality of the art they had right. seen in their entire time of visiting us.
In my walks through, I love it. I absolutely love it. And do you have a particular artist you're excited about? You don't have to like favor one over another, but is there an artist there that just excited you this year?
Oh, there were several. Yeah. Of the new ones? Yeah, yeah. But most definitely. But I'm not going to...
You're not going to single anyone single out? Right.
But yeah, so oh, definitely. I was. Right.
You know, what type of stuff do you hang on your wall? At home.
Oh, well, of course, since I'm a wildlife photographer. Right.
I'm a brilliant one, by the way.
Thank you. I'm going to lean towards animals.
Right.
You know, so, you know, so definitely it'll be the art that, because that's what strikes a chord with me.
Right.
As you know, I'm a wildlife photographer and I also am an oil painter.
Right.
So I do both. But at home I have wildlife. I have my wife's wildlife, of course, which right. I think is the best.
If
I wanted to be honest to me, the best artist in the show is my wife, Laura.
I can't get enough of Laura's art. Right. I can't get enough of Laura's art.
But I'm prejudiced. But I have her work, my work. And then I have abstracts that are from other people. I have a lot of sculpture that I've purchased from other artists. Right. I know I love our artists, and I buy stuff. I just bought a group of small paintings that I put on the wall, just stuck on the wall just recently.
but opening it up a little bit, will this open up to more artists being involved this summer? Will it allow more space for more artists, or
not
will you have about the same amount?
Not necessarily, probably okay. be around the same.
All right, and how many artists is that?
Configuration.
How many artists will
it
be?
About 104 artists.
All right.
And so it's going to be about the same. What we're going to do is give each artist just a little bit more breathing room.
Right.
And with the open configuration, I think that we'll get a better feeling in the place. You feel like you're outdoor in an outdoor show, which people seem right. to really like.
Right.
And you don't have that claustrophobic feeling.
Right. That excites me. That excites me. And I'm glad. I'm excited about the changes I'm hearing about, and I'm excited that it's the two of you in charge of it, because I know both of you, above everything else, you work really hard.
That we do.
And there's an old saying, the harder I work, the luckier I get.
Yeah.
And how can our listeners who are listening right now, how can they support you? What do you need from our listeners between now and the time you open up in the summer?
Well, I think we're going to see that also there'll be changes within our website too.
Okay.
That'll be coming, which will give you know, your listeners a good feel of where Art Affair is going. We're looking to expand and make it more innovative too and more interactive.
Okay.
Yeah, and a lot of Laguna Beach residents don't know where Art Affair is. And
I'm shedding a tear right now.
It really, really surprises me every time.
Right.
But they come in, they go, wow, how could I have not known about this show?
Right.
That's the reaction we get. A constant.
Again and again.
So I love it. I love the fact that they say, wow, how could I have not known about it? But I'd rather them say, wow, I've always known this is a great show.
Right.
So when we open, Next year we're going to have a big opening party, and when we open the opening night, I'd like to see as many Laguna Beach residents there.
Right.
And don't forget, when you go to visit festival, you go to visit Sawdust, we're right there.
Right.
And come in and see us.
I call it the big trifecta.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's going to be a definite wow.
Yeah.
Each show has its own style, own life force, and I think you'll come into Art Affair, you're going to find a specific style that you're going to like.
And from now on, people will be saying, yeah, I come here every year, and wow again this year.
That's what we're looking for. And Laguna Beach residents get in free all summer.
That's huge. So all they do is show their Laguna Beach ID, and boom, they're in.
They get in.
Fantastic.
So, we really would like to see you guys, because we love, we're supported locally.
Right.
And we're going to have We're going to have local parties for local people. We're going to do a number of things.
All right. And I know you're going to be busy between October and February and the artist selection, and then from February to the opening of Art Affair. Mm-hmm. But I would like you to come back in and update us as to how things are going and what's going on. Yeah, Can I get you guys back in?
We'd love to. Thank you.
We'd love to. Anytime All right. you think you would like to have us. All right. Pull us in. We'll try to fill in some dead air.
Well, that's the story of my life. Bob Ross, Jeff Nadler, thank you so much for coming in today. We'll look forward to talking to you again soon.
Right.
Best of luck with Art Affair, and let us know how we can help.
Thanks, Ed. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks. 10:21 the time.